أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فذرهم يخوضوا ويلعبوا حتى يلاقوا يومهم الذي يوعدون. In the previous ayats, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala explained the punishment that will be meted out to the non-believers and the causes for that, that is their own actions. Further in this ayat, Allah Ta'ala warns the non-believers in this world. Allah Ta'ala says, فَذَرْهُمْ يَخُوذُوا وَيَلْعَبُوا. اب چھوڑ دے ان کو, ایک بک بک کرے اور کھیلتے رہے. Now leave these non-believers alone. You have explained to them in great detail, in a very convincing manner, but they still don't want to believe. So let them carry on with making all the propaganda, all the evil talk, the conspiracies, and in the play of this world, in engaging in sports, in music, in women. That is all what their life is about. So when they don't want to listen, and you have made your full effort, now just leave them. Let them carry on doing what they are doing. Hatta yulaqu yawmahum alladhi yu'adun. Yahan tak ke mile apne us din se jiska unko wada diya hai. Until finally they will meet that day which they have been promised. That is the day of Qiyamah. Then they will know the folly of all their actions and all the evil what they were doing. They will realize the evil of it. So here also we are encouraged to invite people, but when they don't believe and we lose all hope, then engage in your own ibadat and prepare for your akhirat. And leave them to their own destiny and what they want to and as they want to carry on. And Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala is not in need of anyone's ibadat. If all the malaika, all the people of the world together make Allah's ibadat, it won't increase the grandeur and honor of Allah one iota. وَهُوَ الَّذِي فِي السَّمَاءِ. اور وہی ہے جس کی بندگی ہے آسمان میں. And he alone it is who is worshipped even in the heavens. وَفِي الْأَرْضِ. اور اس کی بندگی ہے زمین میں. And on the earth also it is only he that is worshipped. وَهُوَ الْحَكِيمُ الْعَلِيمُ. اور وہی ہے حکمت والا سب سے خبردار. And he is the only one that possesses all wisdom and is the knower of each and everything. In other words, Allah is extremely great and he doesn't need our ibadat to prop him up and make him great. He is great as he is. So if no one also worships Allah, it will not diminish the grandeur of Allah in the least. But وَتَبَارَكَ الَّذِي لَهُ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَمَا بَيْنُهُمَا. اور بری برکت ہے اس کی جس کا راج ہے آسمانوں میں اور زمین میں اور جو کچھ ان کے بیچ میں ہے. And very very blessed is that being who possesses the kingdom of the heavens and the earth and all that is between them. In other words, whatever there is, it is the creation of Allah. It belongs solely to Allah Ta'ala, and he is that great, great owner of all these things. وَعِنْدَهُ عِلْمُ السَّاعَةِ. اور اسی کے پاس ہے خبر قیامت کی. And nobody else knows when قیامت will take place. That Allah has not disclosed to any Nabi or any Farishta or anyone. Only Allah knows. وَإِلَيْهِ تُرْجَعُونَ. اور اسی تک پھر کر پہنچ جاؤ گے. And you will return and go back only to him. So his grandeur is so great. وَلَا يَمْلِكُ الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِهِ الشَّفَاعَةَ. اور اختیار نہیں رکھتے ہیں وہ لوگ جن کو یہ پکارتے ہیں سفارش کا. Allah's position is so great. On the other hand, the idols which these people are believing in and which they can't give up, those idols haven't even got, they don't even possess shafa'at to intercede by Allah Ta'ala. Forget being able to do something, they are mere stones and idols. They won't be able to even intercede by Allah Ta'ala. إِلَّا مَنْ شَهِدَ بِالْحَقِّ. مگر جس نے گواہی دی سچی, those people will be able to intercede. Those who have given the true evidence, that is the oneness of Allah, they have made their lives correct. If believers will intercede for other believers, the ulama will intercede on behalf of their followers. followers. The Huffaz will intercede with regard to family members, etc. So those who are on the truth, they will be able to intercede. Whereas these idols forget helping out and doing anything, they won't even be able to intercede. وَهُمْ يَعْلَمُونَ Or unko khabar thi. And this is that which they knew, that these idols are also stone. The stone can't do anything. You make the stone lie this side, it will lie this way. You put the food in front of it, it can't eat the food. Flies eat from that food, they can't chase it away. They knew how useless these idols are, and it will become manifest and it will dawn clearly upon them on the day of Qiyamah, and that in itself will be a great sorrow and azab for them. وَلَئِن سَأَلْتَهُمْ مَنْ خَلَقَهُمْ اور اگر تو ان سے پوچھے کہ ان کو کس نے بنایا, and in the very system is the oneness and the greatness of Allah, because each and every soul that came in this world, Allah had presented himself in front of them and asked them, أَلَسْتُ بِرَبِّكُمْ am I not your Lord? So it is within everyone, but it is up to everyone to take it out and make it manifest and accept it. So if you have to cross-examine them and ask them, who created you? And you go into the little bit detail, that did your father make you? Can he make eyes? Can he make brains? Did your mother make you? Did she make your nose? Did she make your face? They all will say no. And who made you? How did you come? That one drop of semen has got the power to make you? There is lot of semen lying around. Make children from there. It isn't. It's on. Then they will have to admit there is one Allah who is the creator, and he is the one who does everything. لَيَقُولُنَّ اللَّهُ تو کہیں گے اللہ. They will have to admit that it is none other but Allah Ta'ala. And we also should make these muraqabas and think, who created the heavens and the earth? Who makes the day and night? Who brings the sun out and who takes the sun away? Then we also, what conviction our iman will be. فَأَنَّا يُؤْفَكُونَ پھر کہاں سے الٹ جاتے ہیں? Then where are they turning on their backs and running away? When they, it is within them. If under cross-examination, they have to admit that there is only Allah. When they realize this, why do they turn and run from Allah Ta'ala? وَقِيلِهِ يَا رَبِّ إِنَّ هَا أُولَاءِ قَوْمٌ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ قسم ہے رسول کی اس کہنے کی کہ اے رب, یہ لوگ ہیں کہ یقین نہیں لاتے. And when the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam endeavored so greatly and made every effort, inni da'awtuhum layla wa nahara, day and night I called them. I came from their right, I invited them. I came from their left and invited them. In every way I gave them da'wat, and they did not believe. Then they complained to Allah Ta'ala and they said, Ya Allah, these are a nation who do not believe, and there is no hope of their belief. It was at that time, fasfah an. So to move phir le unke taraf se, you turn away your face from them. You don't have to die after them. You are not sent for that. وَقُلْ salam, or keh salam hai. You go your way. You don't want to believe. فَذَرْهُمْ يَخُوذُ وَيَلْعَبُ. Let them carry on in the monkey tricks of this dunya and wasting their time and wasting the great capital of brains which Allah gave. The great capital of time which Allah gave, and they are just wasting all these things. Leave them and you carry on with your ibadat. فَسَوْفَ يَعْلَمُونَ اب آخیر کو معلوم کر لیں گے. Finally they will realize the truth, and that is on the day of Qiyamah, which of course will be too late for them. So in these ayats also, actually it is exhortation for the non-believers, not discarding them. Like for example, you tell your child when he doesn't want to listen, go get out and see what will happen. You don't mean he must get out. You are trying to even encourage him more to come on the right path. So Allah Ta'ala in this way also exhorts and encourages the disbelievers, that forget all your foolishness and your stupidity. Come to Allah, may believe in Allah and be obedient to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Wa akhiru da'wana.